This is Here and Now. President Obama just wrapped up a White House press conference where he made his pitch for a landmark nuclear deal with Iran.
The bottom line is this. This nuclear deal meets the national security interests of the United States and our allies. It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse. That's why this deal makes our country and the world safer and more secure.
But the president still has to convince some skeptical members of the U.S. Congress. Well, joining us now on the line is Nicholas Burns, former U.S. ambassador to NATO and former undersecretary of state. He's now professor of diplomacy at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Ambassador Burns, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So you've written that you believe that this Iran deal is a sensible one, but obviously critics in Congress disagree, and they say that it's actually making Iran a greater threat in the region. I mean, why do you disagree with that?
Well, I disagree with the criticism that it might make Iran a greater threat to the United States. The greatest threat that we could face from Iran would be an Iran with a nuclear weapon. The reason I support President Obama's initiative is because Iran's program, its uranium and plutonium programs, will now be frozen for 10 years. They won't have weapons-grade uranium. They will not be able to develop a nuclear weapon. And that gives us a decade-long period ahead where we won't have to worry about that. And I think that's the most important part of this agreement. It's the strongest defense of what the president has done. I do think there are some shortcomings to this agreement. It's not perfect, in fact, far from perfect. And when the president, I just listened to his press conference, I thought he was in command of every fact. He clearly is passionate about the issue. He clearly believes in what he's doing. He tried to take on some of the criticism that the inspections regimes won't be strong enough, that the verification procedures will be too weak, that the Iranians will be given a lot of money and sanctions relief that they could then use to try to arm various terrorist groups in the Middle East. Mm. I think those are serious concerns, and they're going to come back and again as Congress has this debate over the next 60 days.
Well, Ambassador Burns, as you mentioned, the president repeatedly, though, in today's press conference says that he sees that this deal puts a future U.S. president 10 to 15 years now in a much, much better position, regardless of what Iran tries to do down the line. But he also sort of questioned critics who say this deal wasn't as strong as it possibly could be, and that he said it would have been impossible to ask Iran to eliminate its nuclear program, peaceful or not, in its entirety, that the U.S. just did not have the diplomatic leverage for that. Is that accurate?
I think it's very accurate to say that if you're looking for a compromise negotiated agreement, and that's what this is, the Iranians were not going to agree to a final deal where they lost everything, where they lost the ability to enrich uranium, for instance, for peaceful civil nuclear purposes. And so there was obviously some give and take here, and we made concessions. I think the Iranians made more. I do think the president's right to suggest that we the United States, are better off to have an Iranian program that's frozen over the next 10 years. 10 years from now, who knows what Iran's going to look like? But certainly Iran will be economically stronger because they'll have been relieved of the United Nations and the European Union and the U.S. sanctions. So I think you have to say that. Will the Iranians be closer to a nuclear weapon? Not 10 years from today, because right now the White House says Iran might be a month or two away from having the capacity to produce a nuclear weapon. The president's agreement pushes them a year away. So I think there's some real advantages here. And the president, I thought, was artful in framing the issue in the press conference. He kept coming back, I think, to his strongest point. He said, this is the deal that I've negotiated. Here are the benefits. What is the alternative? And he challenged the critics in Congress and around the country to say, do you have a better alternative? And he said he hadn't heard one.
Right.
And I think he's right about that.
And in fact, I mean, he suggested that the only alternatives that exist are more diplomacy or a further destabilized Middle East or military action.
Right.
Not that he was supporting any of those alternatives, but he said that those would be possibilities. While I've got you, Ambassador Burns, I mean, you helped negotiate the first three rounds of U.S. sanctions on Iran when you were at the State Department. And of course, lifting some sanctions is a major part of this deal. Do you think that, for example, the snapback provisions that are also part of the deal are an effective inducement for Iran to hold its end of the bargain up?
Well, I'm absolutely confident that any future American president would reimpose American sanctions if Iran violated the agreement. I worry about Russia and China because they have different interests here, especially the Chinese, who are very oriented in a commercial direction. I think they may be reluctant to give up their oil and gas contracts. And so we've given up. That was our leverage. We gave it up because we got something for it. We froze the Iranian nuclear program. And I just you see the critics who say the president should have walked away and continued the sanctions. The weakness in that argument is that if we had just walked out of these negotiations, I think the sanctions regime globally would have frayed. The unity of the Western countries sanctioning Iran would have been weakened. And the Iranians would have been left with no restrictions on their nuclear program. So I do think the president's right to frame it that way, that right. This deal is not perfect, but it's better than any other credible alternative that's been offered by any of the critics.
Well, Nick Burns is former ambassador to NATO. Nick Burns, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.